Revolver says that if you'd have to give a title to Parshas Emor, it's Kedushim, last week's Parsha, the title would be Kedusha. Which it happens to be very interesting, just to be Mason Leif. Always between two different inyanim, we know the Torah puts a Samach or a Pei. However, the beginning of Kedushim, there's numerous mitzvahs. Actually, the Baal HaTurim says at the end of the Parsha that there's 70 mitzvahs in Parsha's Kedushim. The beginning, there's a tremendous amount of mitzvahs and various different mitzvahs, lachor have no shachas one to the next, and they're all under the kedushim, title of kedushim to you. There's no pays or samachs at the beginning. There's mamash not ishimei vavtirosh of tzeis tishmeru al tifnu al elilim chesizuchu zevach shamu l'ashem levetenchem dizbochu pigul kutzuchem tzikir arzuchem leisichalei pasad cholik tzor. It's all kedusha. How does this all get to kedusha? I think, first of all, if you look at the mitzvahs, it's really not this is last week's parasha. If you look at the mitzvahs, you see that the mitzvahs that are only shaykh to Yidin. These are things that are only shaykh for Yidin. Goyim would never do these things. They're all things that are. It shows the darga of a. It's a dahibna, a person that acts that way. It shows his darga. And you wouldn't find it by Goyim. But in this week's parasha, he says if you put a title to Parsha's Emor, he says Parsha's Emor, the title would be Kovid. Kovid. That's what starts off with Kohanim. Emor lekanu bnei Aharon, v'ataleihem lenefesh leitam v'amav. Kohen is not allowed to be metam himself. Someone who's a Baal Mum is not allowed to work in the Beis HaMikdosh. Kohen Gadol can only marry certain people. Kohanim can only marry certain people. What's a Baal Mum supposed to do if he's a Baal Mum? Kohen who's a Baal Mum, what's he supposed to do? What did he do wrong that now he can't work in the Beis HaMikdosh? So the truth is that he didn't do anything wrong. But still, that's the cover of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Sepasnisht that somebody that's a Baal Mum, even if Ken Zayin, that he's on a bigger darga than all the rest of the Kehanim. But klapi, what everybody else looks like, what everybody else is going to perceive it. So hakivei unol apechasecha yirtecha yisaponecho. I just saw, I think it was yesterday or 2 days ago, I saw the Prime Minister's motorcade. So there's three sleek, shiny black cars with three policemen and 10 motorcycles, police motorcycles, all going, you know, with the sirens pushing everybody away. And imagine that one of them gets into an accident on the way. One of the three cars, they get into an accident and smash, the whole front is smashed. You think he'd continue? He'd be one of those three going in the motorcade? So pasnish. What did he do wrong? He didn't do anything wrong. Somebody else didn't think, Bakhlal. Mamaj didn't do anything wrong. Yeah, so pasnish. You wouldn't have such a thing in you wouldn't have such a thing by a king, by even by a prime minister. The same thing with al nefesh meis liyavoi. Nefesh meis liyavoi. You don't leave your avodah because somebody was nifter. If it's a mamish, somebody that's close, and if it's somebody that's a meis mitzvah, then you do. Why? Because that's also covered. That's also covered. Covered of a yid, covered abrius is mechayev person. That even if he's a nozer v'koyin gadol v'hoydech l'asis pischoy like chazal darshin, nevertheless for meis mitzvah you're metamen. That's covered. That's also covered. There's two. It's a toss up. There's a covered of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam of not leaving the avodah. Kadosh Baruch Hu says that the covered of brius is going to override this covered, and you should go ahead and deal with the meis mitzvah. Agav, by Mar Muzger, this meis mitzvah. He doesn't know what's going on with him. We know. Do we know the Gemara Brachas? The Mason do know. They don't know. But Be'etzem, where's the Bizayin here? Nevertheless, Nozer, Kohen Gadol, Lazar Halich Lassus Pitzchoy, turns around for a Mason Mitzvah. Alachas Kam Vakamo, a Chai Mitzvah. Revolver used to call them a Chai Mitzvah. It's people that are Chai Mitzvah. A human being who's alive, certainly a person has to take extra precautions not to be mezalzel in any yid. In any not to be mezalzel in. Makbir ben again to a meis mitzvah of the covet of a yid, Allah has kama kama for a chai mitzvah. Well, there's always chai mitzvahs. There's people that they could use an extra smile, they could use an extra pat on the back, they could use a phone call. These are the chai mitzvahs that you don't have to wait till after Meiv Esim. I mentioned this once recently that my rabbi used to learn a lot of mishnayos. One of my rabbis used to learn a lot of mishnayos. At one point, you know, somebody was murdered and something about it. He says, I have to wait till Achar Meir Vesim to learn Mishnayos. To learn Mishnayos now. No, I don't have to wait for other people to learn Mishnayos for me after Meir Vesim. You don't have to wait for. He should be a Meis Mitzvah. Wait till when he's a Chai Mitzvah, Chaparayin. But Rav Yochum says that this Yisoid Benegeh to Kohanim, which the Ramban says, this Indian of Kovayid, is that a Kohen is Betzim on a different Daraga than a regular Yid. He works in the Rebbeinu Shalom's palace, and immediately he has to work a certain way, he has to act a certain way. And Sepasnish, that he marries just everybody that anybody else can marry, and that he could, and he doesn't, he can't be Matamah to everybody that everybody else can be Matamah to, V'chulu. Says Rav Yochum, that's Betzim, every Yid is like that. Every Yid is different than a guy. And you're supposed to act differently than a guy. And for the same reason, Betzim. It's all the same, the covered of the Rebbeinu Shalom, V'nikdashti b'seich b'nei Yisrael. It's really the mitzvah of the sixth parasha, V'nikdashti b'seich b'nei Yisrael, that a Yid is perceived by the world differently than everybody else. And Ramela, a person is supposed to act that way. A person has to act that way, and a person has to, his behavior has to reflect that he's a Yid. We're all Kohanim to a certain extent. We don't have the Beis Hamikdash now. We're all Kohanim in that Yisrael, and it's every parent in his own house that you should be perceived by your children as a not that you're aloof from them, not that you're, but that you act a certain way. There's a certain way that you should be perceived by your children. A certain way that everybody else should perceive you. A certain way that, and this is something which is really nageh to the Iker Kiddush Hashem, we know, V'nikdashti b'seich b'nei Yisrael. Maybe he grew up that the Iker Kiddush Hashem is by Goyim. Maybe that was just because we grew up in Chutz La'aretz, for those that grew up in Chutz La'aretz. But the Iker Kiddush Hashem is by Yidin, especially here in Eretz Yisrael. And the Fry are looking at the, whether you like it or not, Lamaisa, they're looking at you. There's no excuse, I didn't know that they're looking at you. I saw an interesting story. It says, Echad Shregid V'echad Meiz B'Kiddush Hashem, B'chil Hashem. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos. The fourth parak. So what does that mean? Echad shegi v'echad meizid b'chil Hashem. Kadosh Baruch Hu pays back also shegi like meizid. So he said a story that he heard. I saw in the Ma'ana Shavua. He says a story that he heard from somebody that saw it. That a woman walks into Yad Sarah in Herzl, I think it is, in Beit Vegan. They have a huge building where they lend out different medical equipment. And the lady comes in and she says, I borrowed a machine. It's really a painkiller. It's a small machine and it has little strings that come out of it, electric strings, and you put it on different parts of the body and it soothes the pain. And she says, I bought one of those machines. I got one of those machines from here. She says, okay, so you came to return it? She says, no. She says, it didn't work for you? She says, no, it worked very well. So why are you here? You got lost? She says, not exactly. It didn't exactly get lost. It's in the police. It's in the police department. In the police department, what happened? So she said that it worked so well for her that she didn't want to take it off when she went outside. So she goes outside with this little metal box with strings, electronic strings, sticking out into all parts of her body, and understand what type of uproar that caused here in Eretz Yisrael. You see some lady with, looks like she's gonna explode herself. Suicide bomber. They called the police quickly. Sure enough, they came. And they took her into custody. She's like, what are you talking about? This is just from Yad Sarah. It's just something for... tell it to the Marines, as they say. They took her into custody, and they said, until you get some letter from Yad Sarah that this is a painkiller, then you can stay here. So she's like, that's why I'm here. I'm here to get the letter from Yad Sarah. Now, he said, when this lady walked outside, very innocently she walked outside, well, what type of uproar did she cause? Lamaisa, the way that people perceived her, the way that people look at her. So he says, that's the way it is with Chil Hashem. A person, you can't say, I didn't know, I didn't. I'll give you an example of what just happened. Over Ben Azman, I had a car one day, and I was supposed to turn in a certain place, and I didn't realize, even with the ways, didn't realize I was supposed to turn at a certain point. It looked like it was the next turn. And only halfway, as I'm going, getting closer to the intersection, did I realize that I'm really supposed to turn. Now, at that point, there was already a long line of cars. I was somewhere halfway in the middle of the car. So now what do you do? Don't answer that question. What do you do? So I started like inching in, you know, to pull in. And the lady in the car next to me, she gave me such a look as if like I did the worst thing. Now what did I do wrong? I didn't do anything. I had no bad intentions. I wasn't trying to cut anybody off. I was stuck. I had to make a left turn. And I couldn't make a left turn. I didn't even realize that I was supposed to make a left turn. And I realized, later, either I would have gone a different way, or would have waited in the line, but now it's already after the fact. What are you supposed to do? So you have two choices. You just close your eyes, and you pretend that you didn't see the lady. and you wait for the next car, or you go further and you just don't make the turn, and it'll take you a 5-minute detour. Sometimes it could be a 10-minute detour, sometimes it could be 15, and we're not talking about the Garden State Parkway, and the next exit is 45 miles down. What is it over here? You're in Eretz Yisrael. Remember, that wasn't on the 6th either. You know, so I said, you know what, it's not even worth it. I might didn't have any bad intentions, and if anything, I could just ignore her. So I went straight, I had to make a U-turn, a hulu, whatever it was. But that's just the scenario of, you had no bad intentions, you know, but people don't know what you're thinking. People don't know what the story is behind you. And especially in Eretz Yisrael, people, the fry against the frum, is the constant battle. And Mela, anything that you could do, anything, you're an ambassador of the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's your covet. You're a mamleches kayanim. And Mela, anything that you could do, even a little smile, has the ability to be mekadosh shmei barabu. Mamish, it has the, Rav Volbo tells a story in Alei Shur, he says that there was somebody that he knew that told him, how did he become frum? He says that in the Moshav where he grew up, in the city where he grew up, he says, basically he was fry. He says, there's one from you there. And every morning on my way to school, this guy would pass me and he would smile at me and he'd say, how you doing? Good morning. Hello. He says, I started thinking, Vosepis, that this guy, out of everybody in the town, he's the one guy that says hello to me. He says, there must be something over here. He says, slowly but surely he started finding out about this religious guy, and he found out about Yiddish guy. And he became from because of that. With a little smile, it's all the nekuda of the difference between of an ikdashti or chas v'shalom fakert is just the smile or the frown. It's so easy to make a kiddush Hashem, and chil Hashem rachmanat salam is so terrible, but kiddush Hashem is so great. It's just so that there's a medrash that says that kiddush Hashem is greater than chil Hashem. Betim the Rabbi Yonah says that there's no way to be mechaper on chil Hashem in this world. So there is one way, by making a kiddush Hashem. Take a kiddush Hashem and ikdashti b'seich b'nei Yisrael. You don't have to look far. You don't have to look. You could even do it here in this room. Coming with time to say there, leaving, learning, v'chulu, all these things. I wasn't meaning to give a pep talk at the beginning of the Zman right now. But all these things are little, all v'niktashtis, anytime you smile to a person and you ask him how he's doing, all these things are v'niktashtis, say, from Yisrael. You get mamish, netzach netzachim, with a little bit of thought and a little smile.